This is your NPR News Station 90.3 WBHM. I'm Esther Chamakili. Could gambling become legal in Alabama? And also, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill goes on a voter registration drive. Here to discuss this is Kyle Whitmire. He's the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So you wrote a column recently about Governor Bentley's executive order that would have taken gambling enforcement authority away from Attorney General Luther Strange and place it with local district attorneys and sheriffs. There's also a pending case in the Alabama Supreme Court regarding seized bingo machines. The situation has a pretty complicated history. Can you first kind of briefly explain where this started?
Well, about 10 years ago, then Governor Riley was sort of at odds with the Attorney General, Troy King. Troy King had been very anti-gambling and then sort of suddenly just didn't care anymore and wasn't enforcing the law the way the governor thought needed to be enforced. So Riley created this task force. He put former District Attorney, Jefferson County District Attorney David Barber in charge of it until David Barber, someone took pictures of him at a casino in Mississippi. And then he put a guy named John Tyson, who's a DA from Mobile, in charge of it. And they went around and they cracked some heads. And they shut down Victory Land. They did raids on other casinos. And then we had an election. Governor Bentley becomes governor. Luther Strange becomes the AG. Bentley says, now that we have an AG who's going to enforce the law, we don't need this task force anymore. And so he issues executive order number one, rescinding the Riley's order establishing this task force. And the AG's office has been pursuing these cases since then with mixed results. But then last week, Bentley rescinds his order that rescinded the order giving it gets very complicated, but ultimately what it does, or what it ostensibly did, was take power away from the AG's office and give it to sheriffs and DAs. He's backtracked somewhat on that now because there are constitutional issues that the governor can't really do that, but really this is a political move and not an administrative one.
So why is this important to Alabama?
Well, there's a lot of momentum right now to legalize either casino and or lottery gambling in Alabama. We have this crisis in the general fund. The state still hasn't really resolved that. It's going to need money. And Bentley has problems with his own party. It's often divided. He's often at odds with them. And what he really needs right now is support from Democrats. And that's what this is really about. Take a look at what happened with the tobacco tax this year. The tobacco tax was part of Bentley's, part of the Democrats' 2015 legislative agenda. It gets before the committee, all the Democrats voted against it because what they really want was not the tobacco tax. Democrats in Alabama want gambling and they want Medicaid expansion. And what this does, maybe, is it gives Bentley a little bit of sway. It carries a little bit of favor from the Democrats, from Milton McGregor, who's one of their benefactors, so that when his issues come up, like maybe, you know, new taxes, he's already talking about raising gasoline taxes, they'll look more favorably on that. The problem for Bentley is that he arrives to the game with 90% of a plan. And, you know, he's kind of the Wile E. Coyote of Alabama politics. You know, he's always getting his package from the Acme company, but somehow, you know, he's the one with the anvil on his head in the end, not the Roadrunner. So it's once again, not really worked out for the governor the way it should have.
And Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill has asked members of the legislature to provide three separate and specific opportunities in their areas where residents can register to vote and, if needed, obtain a photo ID. It's a voter registration fair of sorts. Kyle, how do you think this will help remedy the driver's license office closures?
Well, it's a political move, but any move that encourages voter registration, voter participation is a good one. I'm not sure it fixes the problems that voter ID has created, but certainly it's something in the right direction.
Do you think that the legislature sees this as a team effort?
They rarely see anything as a team effort, but if it puts this issue to bed, I'm sure they will get on board.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. He joins us most Wednesday afternoons. Kyle, thanks so much for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.